Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Want to talk about a new movie? Check. Want to talk about an older movie similar or related to that new movie?
Check.
That's what you can expect from Quality Check Podcast.
It's a new podcast on the Studio DNA Network, hosted by yours truly, Drew Douglas and
Daniel Posey. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about a new movie and an old movie to see how the film's quality holds up.
He goes by the stage name Crowder, but I'll always know him as David Crowder. You might go back as far as the David Crowder Band when he used to lead worship on the Baylor campus. Then it was on to his solo career in 2012. Neon Steeple, American Prodigal, I Know a Ghost. And now in 2021, his newest release, Milk and Honey. Let's see if I can get to the man behind the beard. Because as you know, beneath the beard, we find the man. And beneath the man, we find his nucleus.
What Else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes.
As we record this, David is sitting in a home studio that is all white. Instruments, white. Walls, white. Counters, tables, white. Lights, white. Is that the culmination of a new education and the enthusiasm of your wife? Is that her touch?
This is all her. Here's how it goes. This is for the whole house. We got a house in Atlanta, Georgia, and when it hit the market, there's a real estate magazine in town called Curbed. It was voted the most ugly house on the market. And it's like, who's going to buy this? And my wife's like, we will. And I'm like, I don't know if this is we had made a list. Like, what do you want in a new house? You know, my list was super short because we had spent 7 years remodeling the Dr. Pepper house in Waco, Texas. And I'm like, you know, move in ready would be great. You know, my list is, I'm done with it. That's the end of my list. Move in ready. That's all that was on my list, man. All I got out of my list was move in, and it wasn't ready. She says, it's got good bones. And I knew I'd heard that before. And I'm like, this is going to be trouble. This is going to be a lot of drywall dust. And she's like, we just need to replace the surfaces. I'm thinking that means like the backsplash or like some tile, some flooring maybe. No, she meant all of the surfaces, Corey. Like all of the surfaces. It was down to the studs. Everything was gone. There was no house. And it's like, man. So anyway, she let me feel a part of the process. Like, you're looking at this room. She's like, which color white you think? I'm like, that one. She's like, no, that's not the color white. I'm like, that one. She's like, yeah, let's do that. We'll do this one. So I was involved in the process, but nothing you see here is my doing.
I'm guessing you can press a button, though, and the room becomes pink or blue or something.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's see. Let's put it on the spot. See if we can go to space. Let's be in space in a different ship with Elon Musk. That's what I'm always pretending when I'm in here. I'm like, it's just me and Elon. going through the galaxy together, headed to Mars.
If you follow me on Instagram at Mr. Corey Mann, MrCoreyMann, I'll make sure I post some photos of David's studio so you can see what we're talking about.
Oh my.
Look at that. It's like
a straight up purple disc.
It's like a Harry Styles video.
Totally.
Look at this.
Oh my. Look at that. You know?
Wow.
Now I'm ready to make something different than what we were just doing. I feel very moody.
Is this the house that was owned by a former athlete?
My goodness. What a memory. You're like a trap. Gerald Riggs. He was the leading rusher for the Atlanta Falcons. And then the year was 1989. So the house looked like Scarface and Miami Vice made a house baby. It's late 80s football money, Corey. And it was spent well. We made the Curb magazine twice that year because we had purchased it, and we wound up in the wrap up. They did the five worst houses that hit the market and sold in haiku form. So we hit the Curb magazine twice this year, but the drywall dust has settled. I have a studio that is amazing, and that I got to make the Milk and Honey record in, and it got done just in time for the lockdown. We got sent home in March, and it was ready in March, and it was just timing was impeccable. I spent a lot of time here over the last year and a half, too. I don't know. It's a blur. I think that we just get to write these 2 years off. I tried to tell the IRS this. It's like, I don't think this one counts. I don't think this one's like a real thing. Just looking back, going, you know, I don't have any records from 2020 or 2021. It's weird.
David, you and I get one day together in an imaginary world. First question, do we go to Texarkana or do we go to Atlanta together?
Wow, that's because we've known each other a number of years. And so what I would love for you to walk through the patio door into my Texarkana home and be greeted by my parents. And everything would make sense. You would just see like, oh, I see, I get it, you know, but then that moment's gone. Maybe we blow something up in the yard or something, but then we should go to Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta. We've really loved Atlanta. It's been a great city. So I'd have to go with the Texarkana thing first. Cause I would want to be there for that moment.
I would love to see the birth home to just digest what happened. Where do we eat?
El Chico's. It is a chain. We didn't know that growing up there. Because we had a Dairy Queen and an El Chico's, and the El Chico's was super fancy because it was fancier than the Dairy Queen. And the chips and salsa were free. So you could get out of there with an order of queso and an order of Dr. Pepper, and you know, you're $2.99 in. Yeah, Chico.
You mentioned something about your parents in there. So let us try to start there. Who is mom and dad?
Dan and Marion Crowder. They are just gold. I'm telling you. Best folks ever. I just, you know, when they say salt of the earth, they're flavorful. They've got a flavor. They got a deal. They've got a thing going on. This is great. My dad, he had a van that it was like his work van. It started as a work van, but then he got rid of like his super cool Thunderbird car that, you know, Ford Thunderbird that had like electric windows, had a trip computer. It had an 8-track. It had all the accoutrements of like luxury travel. And he got this van. It was supposed to be the work van. It was like one of those airbrushed sides, shag carpet. The only two chairs in it were the captain's chair and the passenger chair. Everything else was empty. Filled it with tools. If we went to like a vacation, though, we wouldn't go on the Thunderbird because there's a lot of room in the van. So we'd pull all the tools out. Still smelled like oil and piping and whatever else he'd had. And we'd pull off the hide-a-bed mattress, throw it in the back, pull a couple of the Lazy Boys out of the living room in the house, throw them in the van. So, because he's like, well, we're not going to be home. Nobody's going to be using them. Might as well take them. And then we have some chairs. You all want to sit down. It's like, that'll be great. Growing up, he enjoyed dropping me off at school in that van with the airbrushed side and the moon windows. And as soon as I graduated high school, went off to college, he bought a beautiful F-150 Ford pickup truck. It was all just to teach me resilience. Self-reliance, you know, not to care what other people think or say. Yeah. So my friends would come along with us in the van sometimes. Tony was my wife. Now we were dating at the time, and her first experience with my family, she helped us bring some of the chairs from the living room into the van. She's like, what is happening? Like, we're just going to sit in the chair from the living room on the way to the fair. I'm like, yeah, it's very comfortable. I promise. Watch. You can lean back, grab that lever, prop your feet up. Enjoy. Enjoy the ride. This is going to be.
You married your high school sweetheart.
I did.
Wow.
Our first date was a Valentine's banquet that was being put on at the church. So our first date was a Valentine's day, the February 14th. I slid one of those little hearts across that's like, be mine, and it was just over. That was it. She loves candy.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Is there a story that you convinced your parents that Queen was a Christian rock band?
That is absolutely true, man. I don't know that my mom was that involved in the story, but my dad was a super heavy player in it. He was our soccer coach. You know, you'd win a game. We'd head to Pizza Hut and celebrate. They had a jukebox. And we'd lose a game, head to Pizza Hut. We'll get him next week. There's a jukebox. Well, I had convinced him that Queen was a Christian band. And so our theme song, like he would bring the boom box to our practices, and Another One Bites the Dust. That was our deal, because we were going to get him next week. They were going to be, you know. And so he would be the guy going to the jukebox, dialing up that Christian Queen song. Well, it's a Sunday night, and there's a traveling evangelist coming through town at First Baptist Church, Texarkana, Texas, and he's speaking the ills of secular music, and how it's warping the minds of the young children today. And there's this thing called backward masking. You don't even know what they're saying. They're going to make the kids do all manner of things. And the first song out of the gate to demonstrate this is Another One Bites the Dust, which is apparently telling us all to smoke weed. Now, we weren't smoking weed, but it was telling us to, apparently. He played it back. And man, I remember praying the hardest I've ever prayed. I was like, please, dear Lord Jesus, come now. Or let this guy keep talking and this revival go on like for weeks. Like, let's just not leave. And my dad, when he reached around to the, this is a violent act. Parents don't do this. He had a glass ring, and I saw that ring spin towards the underside of his finger, and I knew I was about to get a pop. And he just let it sit there the entire night.
Oh,
that's torture. Just, and then we got home and I'll let him know Queen's not a Christian band. Yeah, it was kind of out. And he's like, not even We Are the Champions? I'm like, no, that one's, that's a song of the devil, I think.
Dad, I'm going to need you to sit down, not in the van chair, but in the living room chair.
Grab that toolbox there, sir.
Which is in the van. You and I have a same upbringing. The secular music in the house was not a thing. And I realized that my first big mainstream rock show was Aerosmith, Summer of 87. Who was your first?
Man, I've tried to think of this and I don't know. Yeah, I really think it's the Gaithers, but I think I'm saying that because I want it to be true. I think it was a get together called Faith that came to the church. I think that was it.
When was your first, you know, walk on the wild side?
Oh, that would be not until college. And it was Dave Matthews Band.
That makes sense.
That was pretty predictable.
What would you say?
They were a huge college get together. And that's be the first like walk on, you know, like, hey, we're going to a real legit show. But there were tons of live music down in Austin. So we would go down there, but there were little tiny little clubs. There's this one club called the Black Cat that this band called Little Sister I was super into. They were like jam bandy. The jam band thing was the thing back then, you know. So, but yeah, that. So Dave Matthews and Widespread Panic, Big Head Todd, they were my first foray into, oh, wow, this is a production.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
David, who did you see or what did you hear where something inside you ignited and said, I want to do that?
I had already kind of, you know, I never really thought like, hey, I'm going to do music. Just, that wasn't like a dream of a lot of Texarkana kids.
What was the dream of a Texarkana kid?
Man, I wanted to be my dad. I wanted to work for my dad. He had an insurance agency and okay. You know, he did this rental property. He had rental property on the side. So the weekends were spent with him working on rental houses. He had a blowtorch in my hand when I was like six. I mean, it's like child labor laws were just ignored. I thought he was the coolest. I was giving car quotes at like 11, you know, but he had this office with this forest scene wallpaper behind him, you know, wood paneling, had the phone with the little shoulder deal. He'd be doing the, you know, actuary tables. I just thought he was the coolest thing ever. And I thought, hey, it's Dan Crowder Insurance Agency. One day that will be David Crowder Insurance Agency. It's going to be amazing. And so when I went to school, college, I knew as long as I passed the insurance exam, I had that nepotistic hookup. And that's what I was going to be doing. But I loved music, studying music, piano as an emphasis. And this church start happened. And I wanted to help out with it. Or the pastor manipulated me into helping out with it. And so, I was doing that, and then I went to a Pearl Jam concert, and I was trying to figure out, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I'm sort of the MD. I just find the songs. I find the players. I help rehearse. I pull off a Sunday morning. Not a lot of stuff out there musically at the time that would fit a collegiate setting, and so I was starting to try to write some. But I was getting all the advice from people who I knew were professionals at this, and all of their advice was really confusing and didn't feel very musical to me, and I went to this Pearl Jam concert. One of the things that I'd been told is like, there's a range of, you know, a vocal range. It's going to be good for the ladies and good for the boys. And here we're, you know, in Dallas, Texas with 20,000 plus Pearl Jam fans. And we are singing every single lyric at the top of our lungs. We can hardly hear the band. We're singing so loud. And I'm like, okay, that's just not true. Like, if you make some music that people feel compelled by, there's a lot that you don't have to worry about. So I felt like, in that moment, I understood this is what I want to do. I want to write authentic stuff that makes people this boisterous and uncontainable, but I want it to be for the church. And so that's really one of the moments where I felt like, okay, I kind of can see something here that I could aid in. Okay. I always feel like I'm just sort of like a craftsman or an artist rather than an artist, you know, like I'm like the guy that brings the good casserole, the broccoli casserole, you know, it's like, If the guy doesn't bring the broccoli casserole, this potluck ain't coming off right. You know, I'm that guy. It's just music is my deal. I can't cook.
You are about to join a club that I've been a part of for 2 years, and I just want to early welcome you to 50.
Oh.
50.
Oh, my gosh. This is not amazing? Listen, dude, I can't even tell you how not trying hard I am to stay here on this side of the dirt. I'm like, there's no way I made it to 50. Are you kidding? This is so it's pretty great. It's pretty miraculous. I'm very excited about it. I'm not a big like birthday kind of dude, you know, like I tend to forget that it's that day kind of deal. So we don't have like a lot of plans or celebratory stuff
but, that you know of.
Well, no, yes, that's true. But it's going to be great. It's pretty low key, but
I think because of it, generational, like 50, when you go to Party City and everything is black and it has 50 on it, and you know, you're 1 foot in the grave. When I turned 50, my big takeaway that day was I'm so not done. Oh, yeah. I feel like I turned a corner, but
I've already been trying to find all the discounts and stuff. Like, there's so much out there. It's like free and available. They're like, oh, you're 50? Hey, have a pie. I'm like, I will have that pie, sir.
Yes. Wait till you start scrolling through Instagram and all of a sudden your sponsored AARP stuff is happening. And you're kind of like, this is so dumb. But yet the subscription price is actually very...
That is amazing. I've got all the cards, man. Like, I'm like, my movies are, they pay me to come to movies now, I think. I think it's like, oh, geez, you're still here? Yeah, please, come on in. Like, here's some popcorn, too. You can have it.
I'm so bored of little gods while standing on the edge of something large while standing here so close to you. We could be consumed. What a glorious day.
In preparation of our chat, I went back into the archives. Do you ever do that? I put on Illuminate. Man, that was such a great soundtrack for that season of my life. Do you ever go back and revisit stuff?
You know, I have not. No, I don't. I'm dead serious. It's like, you know, it's like the... everybody knows how this feels. The voice, you know, you hear yourself on the voice machine and you're like, I don't think they're called voice machines, but you know what I'm talking about. And you're like, that's not how I sound. So no, I rarely look backwards. Always leaning forwards, Corey. I'm always leaning forward.
I heard you say in an interview, I just chase what I like. Right now, what do you like?
You know, this is weird. I'm super into Jay-Z right now.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world. The flow of the century. Oh, it's timeless. Ho!
I kind of missed out on his, the moments where he was like Blueprint and all these, you know, Black Album, when they were happening. And I knew they were important and definitive in how they shape sound. But I'm reading he's got a book that he put together called Decoded, and it is the most open, vulnerable. It's insane the amount of his life that he's like talking about. And the guy is brilliant, man. The dude is insanely brilliant. And so I'm kind of going through his catalog right now, and along with this Decoded book, and I'm having a great Jay-Z moment. I'm vibing with the hove.
I opened up the new CD. I've got a bone to pick with you. The font is entirely too small. you'll learn that when you turn 50.
No, I'm gonna know these things.
Some questions about the artwork, which, by the way, is truly a lost art. Your face is covered with bubble wrap. How far off was the idea of actual bubble wrap in the...
Not very far, man. We looked. That would have been great, right?
Would
have been great. It's tough to sell a physical thing these days, apparently.
Can you tell me about the honey bear grenade? Okay. Is that really a thing? Does it explode honey? And where can I get three?
Okay. I've got one on the way to you, for real. I'm dead serious. And I have one in the kitchen, so that's two. So that's how I kind of imagined the album. Bombastic, but it's just, you know, when it gets on you, it's sticky. It's a sticky grenade. You know, those are a thing, too. There's a lot to it.
Clouds will be singing, saints on bended knee. Angels will be dancing. We will all be free. Like it.
Is there an actual milk and honey ring?
Yes, there is. In fact, now there are going to be multiple rings because we're having them made for the merch table. But yes, the original one that was photoed, a little Easter egg, I'm actually wearing it in the Good God Almighty video. I am blinged out, as they say. By they, I mean me. That's what I said the whole day. I was like, I'm blinged out. And they're like, they don't say that. And I'm like, well, yes, they do. Listen to me. I'm saying I'm blinged out. And then I look down at some point and my finger is green. I'm like, this ring is not a real ring.
This is not gold.
This is someone cut my finger off. But the green came off, and our what we sell at the merch table will not turn your face or hands green. But yeah, we had to do some cleanup during the Good God Almighty between takes because my hand kept turning green from the ring.
I've stood by you at U2. You mentioned Pearl Jam. Can you go to a show as a fan, or are you too busy as an artist watching and being a student of the craft?
I can get lost. A little of both, you know. I'm sure that, you know, it's tough to turn your head off when you're around something that you do as well. But I can get silly real quick, get lost in it.
Ask me something.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I see your hat.
For the podcast listener, it's a Star Wars Rebel Alliance hat.
Yeah. When's the last time you have watched all of the Star Wars films from episode one all the way through just because you needed to?
Pandemic. My son, the youngest, is 14, and so I've shielded him from the 90s movies.
Yes.
You know, so we do the originals, and I do enjoy the most recent stuff. That middle stuff, though, is a heartbreaker. It's a heartbreaker. Okay. So, yeah, so 2020, pandemic, and yeah. It's still a big deal at the Mann household.
That's fantastic.
How about you?
That. Oh, well, every year. So 2020, Tony hasn't participated with me in this until this year. Yeah, she'll, you know, kind of be in and out of them, but made her sit through I started one, and she'd already, because she was already a fan of the, you know, 4, 5, 6, but she had never really paid attention to the others, and it was a blast. She was just nauseous, just so disgusted by the whole endeavor that it made them wonderful. I found myself arguing for Jar Jar Binks, like, he's not that bad. So anyway, that was fairly recent, but yeah.
We haven't talked to each other in a while, but you need to know this. I still love you. I still love your music. I'm proud of your work. I'm glad that you create and you recreate. But I would challenge you to go back and revisit what you've done, because it's still a big deal to a lot of people.
That's beautiful. You're the best, man. I love it.
You're the best.
Back at you.
Okay. All right, dude. Until next time, okay?
Okay, don't let the robots win.
What Else with Corey Mann, the podcast, now has a Facebook page. I'm on Twitter at My Name is Corey. I'm on Instagram at Mr. Corey Mann. And as always, thanks for listening.
What Else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network. Leave some feedback. Write a review. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. What Else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.